This is Bob Larson with your MarketLine report for Wednesday, August 23rd. Well, grizzly or black, traders are dealing with a bearish grain market. From the floor of the CME in Chicago, here's Joe Vaklovic.
Trade is fighting a lot of bearish items here, the first one of which is a bearish USDA report that we had on August 10th. USDA told us that the national corn yield would be much larger than most traders had expected, and that kind of began a flush out to the downside into some fresh 11-month lows, as a matter of fact. We've got some pretty bearish seasonal tendencies here. The general seasonal tendency over the long term is for the corn market to post some sort of top in the summer and then leak lower through September and post some sort of harvest low around October 1st. We're kind of following that pattern this year. It's certainly possible that we see something similar, although you never know what's going to happen when harvest begins.
Chicago September wheat prices closed yesterday down 7 1/4 at 402 3/4. September corn was down 3 at 346 1/2. Portland prices for soft white wheat of ordinary protein for September ended the day down 7 1/4, ranging from 482 1/4 to 525. Hard red winter wheat with 11.5% protein. Prices for September were down 8 3/4, ranging from 484 to 504. DNS wheat with 14% protein. Prices for September were down 14, ranging from 731 to 751. Live cattle for August were up 72.5 cents at 106.85. August feeder cattle were up 227.5 at 142.22.5. And September class 3 milk was down 23 cents at 1690. From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson, and this has been your MarketLine Report.